The Purpose of the Sanctuary, July 5. The Sanctuary in Old Testament Times. And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them. I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will be their God, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory, was the assurance given to Moses. In the building of the sanctuary as a dwelling place for God, Moses was directed to make all things according to the pattern of things in the heavens. God called him into the mount, and revealed to him the heavenly things, and in their similitude the tabernacle, with all that pertained to it, was fashioned. So to Israel, whom he desired to make his dwelling place, he revealed his glorious ideal of character. The pattern was shown them in the mount when the law was given from Sinai. But this ideal they were, in themselves, powerless to attain. The revelation at Sinai could only impress them with their need and helplessness. Another lesson the tabernacle, through its service of sacrifice, was to teach, the lesson of pardon of sin, and power through the Savior for obedience unto life. Through Christ was to be fulfilled the purpose of which the tabernacle was a symbol, that glorious building, its walls of glistening gold reflecting in rainbow hues the curtains inwrought with cherubim, the fragrance of ever-burning incense pervading all, the priests robed in spotless white, and in the deep mystery of the inner place, above the mercy seat, between the figures of the bode, worshipping angels, the glory of the holiest. In all, God desired his people to read his purpose for the human soul. It was the same purpose long afterwards set forth by the Apostle Paul, speaking by the Holy Spirit. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are.